Walmart officials asked the government for a limited banking license. The retailer said it wanted to save on credit card payments. Now it's withdrawn that request, which has received intense opposition from groups like the Wisconsin Bankers Association. Rose Oswald Poles is vice president of the group. She went to Washington last year to lobby against Walmart's application.
This would have allowed a commercial entity to own a bank, and Congress for decades has indicated that there must be a separation between banking and commerce in order to maintain the integrity of the banking system.
Paul says the delay over Walmart's request may have contributed to the company's decision to pull its application.
They were, I'm sure, initially hoping for a decision within only a few months, and instead were forced into hearings, which is rather unprecedented, as well as a moratorium. So I think instead of a few months, they were really looking at potentially several years before a decision.
The Wisconsin Bankers Association considers Walmart's attempt to use existing financial rules a loophole in a law meant for banks. There are congressional efforts to change the law. A hearing is scheduled next week. If the law remains as is, Poles and others are concerned Walmart might try once again to get into banking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.